darts and science. One of the most useful, thought-provoking and discussion-stimulating activities with a science news story for teachers and students is to take a look at the statements it contains, to analyse them, to break them down and to figure out exactly what type of statement they are. This is a type of activity known as a directed activity related to text, or DART for short, D-A-R-T. These are used increasingly in schools for language learning, including English language and literature. It's an effective approach because it gets learners engaged with a text rather than just being passive absorbers of knowledge. One of the problems with conventional science teaching is that school kids have been expected to be passive absorbers of scientific knowledge handed down from the experts, and it's not a good way to learn. Here at Real Science, we've analysed around 1,000 news stories in this way and classified the statements they contain, and we've found that there are a manageably small but meaningful number of different types of these. And here they are. The stories often include the aims of the research or the reasons for doing it. There'll sometimes be a hypothesis. Sometimes evidence for a hypothesis is given, or a hypothesis is used to make a prediction. Towards the end of a story, the direction of future research the scientists are planning will often be discussed, as well as outstanding questions that research will be designed to answer. All the statements we've mentioned can be found in some science stories. Virtually every science story, however, is made up almost entirely of four types of statement that we haven't mentioned yet. And here they are. 1. New findings or developments. 2. The technology and methods the scientists used. 3. Previous or accepted knowledge, which might or might not be supported by the new findings. And 4. Issues, implications and applications of the new research.